One of the stars of Farnborough International Airshow 2012 is the Virgin Galactic. This is Ken Wilkinson reporting for airshowsinternationalradio.com. Well, at $200,000 a ticket, it isn't cheap, but it is definitely out of this world, and you get a great view. Virgin Galactic plans to be the first space tourism business, and it really took off after Spaceship One won the Ansari X Prize back in 2004. Now, 529 astronauts, around 88 flights worth, have booked their tickets to go up in Spaceship Two at six seat plus two pilots, all composite, the ship of novel design. It can be seen here at Farnborough in the Airshow Static Park. Well, although the one here is a replica, the pivoting wings that are the key design feature for achieving re-entry without titanium or ablative shielding is evident. Well, the actual vehicle has been built by the Spaceship Company, a joint venture between Virgin Galactic and Scaled Composites, based in Mojave, California. Launches will take place from the town of Truth, or Consequences, New Mexico, where Virgin Galactic has established Spaceport America. Well, Steve Issa-Kowalt, VG's Chief Technology Officer and Executive VP, spoke just before the air show, and he explained how the system works. The White Knight 2 carrier ship takes off carrying SS2 at 50,000 feet, releases the spaceship, and then it fires its hybrid propulsion system. Well, he also explained this burns for around 1 minute for the pull-up maneuver, and the folks on board experience 3 to 4 G's as SS2 accelerates to Mach 3.5. Well, this takes SS2 to an altitude of 360,000 feet. When the propulsion cuts off, you're in microgravity, and the plan is to enable everyone to take their seatbelts off to experience it. Well, large windows mean they can look back on the Earth, and then SS2 goes through its maximum altitude, and after a while the astronauts get the signal to return to their seats. Well, the pilots then execute the feather maneuver, which creates an incredible stable configuration of slow SS2, gradually whilst minimising heat loads. Then they defeather the wings and come in like a regular glider. This is what the single-seat Spaceship One proved could be done so spectacularly when it won the X Prize. Well, at the moment, the team has completed early glide tests of SS2, and Issa-Kowalt has said the next exciting milestone is when we put the rocket in the spaceship, and we are on pace to do that by the end of 2012. We will do incremental testing, starting with firing the motor for a few seconds to see how the aircraft handles and how well the pilots handle it. Then we'll do longer and longer burns. He also seems confident that certification is going to be possible. He said because we're unique, the FAA has two offices involved, for aviation and for space. Although their space office is taking the lead, right now we have an experimental certificate, but the next major one is the operating license, and we'll start the process to obtain that next year. Exciting times to look forward to, and if you have a spare $200,000, you could become one of the first people to experience suborbital flight. As you go up with Virgin Galactic in SS2. This is Ken Wilkinson reporting for airshowsinternationalradio.com.